Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. We're talking Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning. Patrick Ahern, the producing artistic director at the Riverside here. Patrick, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Ted.
It is opening day for the new show at Riverside. Is it a little bit of a different feeling when you get on an opening day when it's the first time that the doors open and the paying public comes in?
I guess kind of sort of when you're turning over six shows a year, it's not the same feel as a grand opening.
Yeah.
But we're always ready to go on these opening days, and it kind of opens on a matinee, so it's not like an evening opening. But for me now, after all these years, yeah, it's kind of like, here we go, So.
Well, and one of the things we always talk about is whether you're here today to see this show or you're here to see it on July the 15th, mm-hmm, you're going to see it's not as though, give it a week or so. You're ready to go.
We're ready to go. I mean, there may be a technical glitch here or there, right out of the gate, because you never know. But the shows are right up to par to start with. And, it's funny because people come the first week and then they come back, midway through the run, they'll say, oh, it's even better the next time, or, oh, it's really gotten good. And that's just the natural progression,
sure,
of a show. Everybody gets comfortable with one another. Relationships build on stage. So you'd see that. But when all is said and done, the shows are always ready at Riverside to go day one.
Always Patsy Cline,
yeah,
is off. We'll be off and running this afternoon. And it's welcome back to the area for Sally Struthers.
She's back in town, and I've been telling our audience she's back with a vengeance.
She hasn't been here in a couple of years.
It's been over 2 years.
Yeah.
Mame was the last show that Sally here for. Yeah, so that's that was, gosh, 2015.
Yeah,
I think when she was here last. So, about 2.5 years. But I think this is a signature role for her. Of course, she's not playing Patsy Cline, but it's a two-woman show. She plays this housewife that happened to meet Patsy in a honky tonk, and it takes her home and makes her bacon and eggs, and
yeah,
she stays overnight. And it's a charming story, and she tells the whole story of Patsy, that she knows it, and her admiration for her. And then this chance encounter, and it's recreated beautifully. But it's like Sally Struthers' one-woman show. I mean, Sally has mainly all the dialogue, so she's the narrator, the storyteller of,
yeah,
the show. And she's such a physical comedian. When she tells a story, she can mime every action. She's got you at her kitchen sink to driving her sexy dude, as she calls it, her car, and she vividly recreates all these things with nothing but her body and her hands. And last night the audience at the invited dress rehearsal was in hysterics. But this, I think, is one of her best roles that I have ever seen her do. Yeah,
this is going to be this will be fun because she is so talented, and,
yeah,
we have seen that in all of her roles that she's come here with.
Yeah, and it uses every ounce of her talent too, because we know Sally is very funny, but she takes you on this, she makes you belly laugh, and then these very poignant moments that she recreates will have you in just a split second in tears. And yeah, and then the combination, having just an incredible voice of Carter Calvert playing Patsy Cline, We had people come. I had people come up to me after the dress rehearsal last night, and they said to me, "Oh my God, you close your eyes," and that's Patsy Cline. And I said, "Yeah, the voice is pretty startling. It's so full bodied, and she's got all those that low range that Patsy had. And Carter's the real deal. She's done this many times, the role, and so has Sally, and they've done it together. I think this might be their seventh." Production together, so it's like, you know, add water and stir. We had 1 week of rehearsal because they know the show so well, and that's unheard of. 1 week, and that is including all the technical rehearsals and getting together with the band. So we basically, yeah, they came into town a week ago this past Sunday, and here we are.
Wow, yeah. How often does that happen?
Doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah,
no. No.
But this really is going to be a treat for audiences, because just getting to see Sally the way we have,
yeah,
in the different roles,
mm-hmm,
but something like this,
yeah,
is something.
And this is, you know, like I say, it's a Sally Struthers one woman show. We haven't seen her and Carter on stage. That's it in the band. So you really, if you're a Sally Struthers fan, you get a night with her from top to bottom, and it's just an experience. And you know, I tell some of the younger folk or the younger kids that are interested in doing theater, watching her do this role of Louise Seeger is like a masterclass in acting. She just, like I said, she uses every bit of that raw talent that she has to recreate everything about the character and the environment, the moments, the iconic moments. It's really stunning.
But for all of us, whether you are, when I talk about a treat for the audiences and for this area, and mm-hmm, for people in this area that are into theater, and I think especially just for students,
mm-hmm,
who are thinking this is what I might want to go into,
yeah,
this would be a great thing to see,
just to
watch and learn from, yeah, what you see Sally doing.
Well, I mean, you look at somebody like, you know, Sally Struthers, who came up through the ranks of working with some of the masters in television and comedy. And there's so much to be learned from watching her and
yeah,
you know, how she connects to a character, to a moment on stage, to the full arc of a story is just, like I said, it's like a masterclass in acting.
Yeah, no, yeah. I would think anybody that's, whether you're in high school theater or someone, mm-hmm, who dabbles in it.
Absolutely.
This is, you can see an up-close thing, and especially in this kind of role, when she's on stage the whole time.
Oh, she holds the audience in the palm of her hand, you know, and it's, I mean, as I sat up on one of the top tiers looking down below last night, because we let, the show is interactive, so we let, normally, for a dress rehearsal, everybody has to sit in the back two tiers. But for this, we had everybody sit on the floor so they could be up close to,
yeah,
the action. So it was interesting for me to look from above, you know, in the back and watch everybody's reaction. And speaking of the younger kids, you know, we invited a lot of our staff at Riverside to come and see the show, and 'cause we want them to know what to sell and how to share it with audiences and community members. And the young ones there last night were in awe of what, I mean, they were just whooping it up. But it was great to see. Yeah.
It's Always Patsy Cline. It is running through July 15th at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, riversidedt.com, or 540-370-4300. More Patrick Ahern this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Patrick Ahern here this morning from the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. Always Patsy Cline through July 15th. The matinee gets it all going today. And boy, with Sally back in town, Patrick, again, this is one of those, don't wait.
No. Matter of fact, the advance sale on this is quite good. We've sold a lot of tickets already for the show. It's a 9-week run. We're running it a little longer than usual because, you know, country is people are fans of that kind of music in this area, number one. Number two, it's a great kind of spring into summer kind of show. And of course, Patsy Cline is sort of, well, she is iconic, but especially in this area,
yeah,
having grown up in Winchester, Virginia. So the group sales on this show are huge. I mean, the matinees that we have all the busloads coming from all over, pretty much packed, sold out. So I know we've already added some performances. So don't hesitate. A lot of people who waited and weren't certain about what The Hunchback of Notre Dame was going to be about,
yeah,
we're very sorry that they didn't come in sooner and get their tickets sooner. Yeah.
Boy, that was just, I mean, you, if anything, you didn't build it up enough. As much as you talked about how good it was,
yeah,
I was just in awe. Yeah. It was just really breathtaking.
Yeah, that is going to become another gold standard at Riverside. It was quite some show. Yeah.
And we had several of the people, two of the three of the main characters, mm-hmm, you brought in, and we did a show with them. And boy, that was it really was one of those kind of shows, just like Les Mis. I think,
yeah,
that you're always going to remember.
I was looking for, you know, we always want to test ourselves and try something new and raise another bar and set another standard. And I think that show met all that criteria, and people were in amazement when they would walk out at the end of the show. They were like, wow. You know, I mean, that seemed to be the word associated with that show. Wow. People would just get, I said, yep.
The sets, all the sets have gotten to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
They've just gotten to be, that one particularly was,
yep,
just, at times with the lighting and the choir and just the intensity of that show. It's kind of nice. I'm looking forward to always Patsy Cline, just because this is so different than that. That sometimes you need a break from, you know,
oh, yeah,
you don't always want to walk out of Riverside just worn out of just like, wow, that,
yeah,
was just,
yeah,
awesome.
No, Hunchback was epic for us. And of course now Patsy Cline, it's a good one to pick right behind it, because how do you follow something like Hunchback?
Yeah.
And this is just it's refreshing, it's fun, it's light, and the music is so so amazing, and Carter Calvert's voice is just stunning in this role. Oh, unbelievable. People are going to just, you close your eyes, you think the real thing is there. Yep.
That's, and those are the kind of shows afterwards, I'm sure, because I know a little bit, and I know a few Patsy Cline songs, but this will be one of those kind of shows, I think, that you go home afterwards, and you start going to YouTube,
oh, yeah,
or you start going to iTunes, and you start, you know, wanting to,
yeah,
you want more.
Yeah. Very, very nostalgic, and I think last night at the dress rehearsal, people are going, "Oh, you know," or they applaud. She'll start to sing a song, and the audience gives it that nostalgic applause because they go, "Wow, that brings back memories."
Yeah.
Or, "Oh, there's another good one," you know. So,
you have really had success doing these kind of shows where you kind of when you kind of focus in on a country,
mm-hmm,
on a country legend. Because I don't really gravitate toward country music, but every show you've done, I've wanted to know more, and
yeah,
all the people end up sounding just like they immerse themselves in who,
yeah,
the person they're portraying.
Well, if they're playing these roles, they do their homework and they know all there is to know about these iconic people. I remember when we did the Hank Williams Lost Highway, guy by the name of Robbie Lyman came over from Winchester.
From Winchester, yeah.
Yeah. And he was terrific. And we did, it didn't have an actual Johnny Cash character, but we did Ring of Fire that honored the music that Johnny Cash made so famous.
Yeah.
And of course, Million Dollar Quartet with all your Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis and, you know, and now Patsy Cline. There's a lot of great, great country music.
Yeah.
I guess the storytelling aspect of country music is so, there's so much there to each song that they do. There's just each, country music is a story. Each song is a story in itself.
Yeah. No, and you get that. And this time, besides just the fact that the Carter Calvert sounds so much and does. I've seen some. We have on your website a clip of that.
Yeah.
But just to have Sally Struthers back, because I know you're always looking for. And it's been a while. Like you said, it's been like 2.5 years. So. To have her back, and you all have to be. She has shown up. I've seen her on Facebook of where when she's in town, she's in town.
Oh yeah.
She goes all over the place, and it's so funny to see on Facebook where someone will say Sally Struthers came into the store today.
Yeah, she loves Fredericksburg and she loves Stafford County, and she gets out and about, and she's like the mayor of the town almost. No, not to take anything away from Mary Catherine Greenlaw,
yeah.
But Sally comes into town and she's people recognize her, and you know, she's so amenable to meeting and greeting and saying hello. And I think that that's a great feather in our cap, to have somebody like that,
because totally.
Not all of your celebrities are like that.
No,
a lot
no.
of them are pretty much to themselves.
Yeah. How did you end up getting her here the first time?
She came in to do Hello Dolly back in 2011, and it was an idea that I had, having spoken with some friends that had seen her do the role before, and through some mutual friends, I got in touch through her manager, and we hit it off, and the rest is history. Yeah.
I saw you. You took her after the first time she was here, when you took her back to the airport, and then I saw you the next day at Ferry Farm. You were doing something.
That's right.
And
wow.
I remember you saying to me off air. We were just sitting there because you'd just gotten back from the airport, and it had been such an exciting thing. And you said, "I think she's going to come back."
Oh yeah.
You said, she likes this area, and I think we're going to get her. Her back, every so often,
and here,
sure enough,
here's her fifth. It's her fifth show with us now. Yeah, so and we're already talking about what's next. So
that's what I figured. I figured that you're already looking at what the next,
absolutely.
When she can come back. No, you look at this area, and Riverside has played such a big role. The number of people you've become a big part of Stafford County and Stafford County tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Just the number of people coming through. Now some of the Karen Grassleys, the Sally Struthers,
Joyce DeWitt.
Joyce DeWitt, yeah.
The
people that you have come now coming through here.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving this area a name again.
Yeah, and rightfully so. It should have a name. But it's nice that we get this great talent that comes in here, and these three women had iconic status in the television roles that they did, and then each one of them has loved being in this area and wants to come back. So that's a good thing.
It was funny. When Joyce DeWitt came in here when I posted the show on Twitter, I had a number of people come up to me and just say how much they liked listening to her, and how as they were growing up, they had a crush on her.
Oh yeah, a lot of the men would come in and have, oh my God, I remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
One of the things, Patrick, with Riverside that we don't talk enough about is you can choose which show you want to come to, but boy, season tickets at Riverside are a deal, and you've got a seat for a show.
Yeah, you get to choose a pretty nice prime seat, and I think it knocks off $10 off of a regular price ticket for each show, so it's an it's a wonderful bargain. Yeah, absolutely. And more people are buying them up. So it's definitely a good deal.
Which is why, if you're picking and choosing shows,
absolutely.
Pick them early.
And I think the season tickets are available through the run of Patsy Cline for next season. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, or this entire season.
The quality of shows. They've always been at a high level, but boy, you walk out of every show now, and you just expect certain things, and you always deliver.
Well, I mean, I've always taught to aspire to the best, and it's all about the quality. I mean, if you present a product that people talk about and can't get enough of, then you fill your seats, and that's what we do. We aim to be the best that we can possibly be in the area.
Well, and the other thing that's terrific, and you see more and more, is just the wide range of ages at shows. I think probably 10, 15 years ago, it was more of it was an older audience. But I look around now, and you see a lot of younger people at shows.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to do a wide cross section of different. You know, we had Mamma Mia to kick off the year. You know, which was packed and really brought in a younger crowd. And then we've got an Always Patsy Cline to pay tribute to country, and then a great drama with incredible, almost opera-like music for Hunchback of Notre Dame. I think that we try to choose the shows that covers a wide cross-section of likes, and we will continue to do that.
Every time now I heard just the other day on the radio, Dancing Queen. And I think of River. I think of I just go back to Dancing Queen on the stage at Riverside.
Yeah. That whole Mamma Mia experience for people was just people couldn't get enough of it or say enough about it. So, and then to have that, you talk about the Dancing Queen, that song just exploded on that stage. Everybody, it was great to see everybody standing up in at their tables and swaying along. That song starts and watch out.
That show had so much energy. Mm-hmm. It really was. It was a fun show to be part of. Always Patsy Cline begins today, goes through July 15th at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. 540-370-4300 number, 4300, the number. You can also order tickets online, though. And when we come back, we're going to talk about auditions for the next show, and we'll talk about what's involved there, and I continue to talk about Always Patsy Cline at the Riverside. Town Talk, powered by Stafford Tourism. This morning, for information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More with Patrick Ahern on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern here, the producing artistic director at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. Always Patsy Cline through July 15th at the Riverside. Other things going on, though, at Riverside. Patrick, the royal wedding is this weekend, and people have a chance to view it and kind of get into all that's going on.
We have a new lady working with us at Riverside in a general management capacity. Her name is Nana Noy, very charming, very lovely, and she is British, and so she came up with a marvelous idea to do to honor the royal wedding of Prince Harry to Meghan Markle. And so they're doing a royal high tea this coming Saturday. It is from 2:30 in the afternoon until, I believe, 5 p.m. And they're going to have all kinds of goodies that are attributed to high tea, such as, your finger sandwiches and pétifors and scones and some of the delicious desserts that they make, and all kinds of wonderful teas, and we'll have the big screen TVs in there to rebroadcast if people want to watch the wedding. And I think it's going to be popular. I know they've sold quite a few tickets thus far, and if that's your thing, I know a lot of people love. At least the ladies always look for a place to have that kind of high tea experience.
Yeah.
So this will be a kickoff, and if it's successful, they might keep something like this going.
Well, and the fact that Nana's got we'll put back up on Facebook a video we did a few weeks ago with her. Nana, in her accent, it's just, it's terrific.
Oh, it's
because
perfect.
It's a British accent.
Yeah, it's a well, she's the real deal. She spent many years there, and she's a classy lady, and she brings that elegance to this kind of affair, as well as she will bring quite a bit of elegance to a lot of the other events. You know, if you haven't been, I know everybody comes over for the theater, but the event center over there at Riverside, it was beautifully renovated, and it's just a wonderful space to have an event. Most people think of weddings and proms, but there's many, many different things that you can do over there. We just inaugurated a brunch. They're doing Sunday brunches now at Riverside.
What a great place for that.
Yeah, it's really, really terrific. And always check with the box office or with you know, the schedules over there to see when they're having them. But we just did a Mother's Day brunch, and it was quite successful.
Now, this tea on Saturday, 2:30 to 5, I think what makes it, because Nana knows, I mean, she knows all the details. It was interesting as she described all the different things. I mean, it's going to be, if you can't, if you don't have a seat over to go over to London for this, this is the next best thing.
Have a
thing.
Seat over at Riverside. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be lovely. And our chef, Cynthia over there, will do a terrific job. She's a great chef, and they'll have great food and great tea and great company.
Well, you and I, every show, get together and talk about the show. And like you say, we talk about the theater side. But you really ought to look into and see some of the other things, whether it's children's theater or the event side of things. That building is always
busy. There's quite
a bit
of, you know, not only do we have the main stage shows, but we've inaugurated somewhat of a concert series with the Motown events, the Earth, Wind & Fire events. Todd Meredith will be coming back with his band, The Ravons, either sometime in July or August.
Oh, okay.
He's great. Yes. He's great. And then, of course, he's doing a Rockabilly Christmas for us this year. That'll be our Christmas show. And then we have this next week, the next children's show, Charlotte's Web, being directed by Sherry Edelin,
really
nice touch on a children's show. She directed on Golden Pond for us, so she's putting her touch on.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So so she's going to be doing that. So there's just a wide variety of things going on at the Riverside.
It's interesting, Patrick, how you have worked in certain people, because Sherry's done shows for you for a long time.
She has not been on our stage yet, but she directed Steel Magnolias, and now she directed on Golden Pond for us. I more and more bring her in the mix because she's such a talent and such a wealth of information when it comes to the theater.
Just the different people you bring in as directors, a number of them have done several shows already with you, and you've got a nice rotation there. I noticed on the website, main stage auditions for Beauty and the Beast are taking place next week. How does all that work? When you do auditions?
Well, people come in, they are asked to prepare 32 bars of a song that they would come in and that they know very well, that shows their vocal range off and their, you know, within that song, their interpretation, their acting skills. And then if they're, you know, go to the next round of callbacks and they're asked to dance, and it's a process. But we have the auditions for Beauty and the Beast coming up this coming Monday and Tuesday, the 21st and 22nd. And we've got quite a few people signed up. And, of course, we do seasonal auditions in New York, which we've already done. And then we take all kinds of video submissions from all over the country as well. So it's the combination of all that and so many of the talented people that work with us currently provides, great great opportunities and great talent for all the future shows.
So somebody next Monday and Tuesday, if they're interested in doing this, do they call the Riverside and set up a time of when they would come in?
Yeah, if they would like to audition, they send an email to our company manager, Erica McDowell, and she will set up the appointment. Actually, I take that back. It's our production manager, James Davis, that is Erica used to do it, but James is setting all that up. So they can just send an email over to productionmanager@riversidedt.com and request an audition slot.
So is this like, you know, you see in the movies or something, you know, when you've got that they're up on the stage and you've got people sitting out in the, you know, you and others are sitting mm-hmm. in the audience and they show their stuff.
They show their wares. And, you know, we always ask, we're sitting there wanting to cast everybody. We want you to come in and be relaxed. It's not, we're not there to judge. It's not American Idol. It's there to truly find the best talent we can for the productions.
I guess you have people in mind, but you want to you see these people come in and
yeah, you always have some people in mind, but everything is always open for casting.
And I'm sure there are times that people come through and you're wowed right away by them.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, in your case, you know what you're doing, and we'll get into some of the upcoming shows that maybe you don't have a slot for them in Beauty and the Beast, but you got somewhere else.
You never know. Every time you go in an audition, it's an interview for the future. So, you know, you might not be right for that specific show, but boy, we remember people for down the road.
That's, and boy, the interesting thing, it's always interesting when you bring people in and we sit here and we talk, and I'll mm-hmm. say, how'd you get to know Patrick? And it'll be, you know, I auditioned 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And out of the blue, you remember that kind of thing.
I don't forget anything.
that's the amazing thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. And you know, Chris, going back to, you know, years ago when I was performing all the time and going through the auditions so many times, I was cast when people, you know, said, we remember you a year ago when you auditioned for X, Y, and Z. And, you know, you get a call and from the casting director, and it's amazing. So, I always tell people to come in, be prepared. Obviously, you want that job, but the most important thing is to come in and present yourself to the best of your abilities, because it precedes you all the way down the line.
Yeah, and I guess if you don't get what you're shooting for this time, don't. It's not the end of the world.
Nope.
That you know you may have impressed somebody mm-hmm. for another or for a future role.
Yeah. Yep, you never know, and you never know who's sitting in the room. You know, not necessarily me, but somebody could be working for us, but then they're working for another theater down the road. I know Patty DeBeck, who directs with us a lot, works down at Virginia Rep and several theaters around the country, and she's hired people to do other shows with her. You know, based upon auditions or people she's worked with at Riverside.
So. Oh, I remember when we did the show in talking with the guy from Richmond who was Norman in mm-hmm. Golden Pond.
Yes.
Talked about how he was just so surprised to have heard from you.
Yeah. No, and that was, gosh, he was possibly going to do Hello Dolly with us in 2011. And he came to mind for On Golden Pond. And he was like, oh my God. And he had such a wonderful experience. And we're talking about, you know, something for him to do next.
Oh,
as well.
Good. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's so fun to hear those stories. Or you'll run into a situation where you're the cast is set and the show's ready to go,
mm-hmm.
and someone gets sick, or they go and they go off and do another show,
right?
And you're scrambling, and a lot of times you fall back on people you've auditioned or seen.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact now, and you've now for we talked about this before, for several years, have gone to New York, and you do that regularly. And
yeah,
I
like to have a nice cross section of talent from all over. Yeah, when you're casting here again, getting back to quality productions and quality theater, that's what our audience has increased dramatically over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Always Patsy Cline is through July 15th. Then it's Beauty and the Beast. And what's the schedule look like?
After Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
We've got a Rockabilly Christmas coming in for the holiday season with Todd Meredith starring in that, and some of our other favorites that have been on the Riverside stage. And then come January 2019, Jerry Herman's La Cage aux Folles will be at Riverside, and that'll be a completely different kind of show for us.
Totally.
But I think that's going to be really, you know, something else, and it's got wonderful music. I mean, I think it's one of Jerry Herman, who wrote Mame and Hello Dolly. It's probably one of his, if not his best score, one of the best scores. And then a classic coming in to close out the season, The Color Purple, which is, of course, the classic Alice Walker story, novel, yeah, turned into the movie with Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah Winfrey. And then it was made into a musical, and it's a stunning piece of theater.
Yeah. So Beauty and the Beast will be, so I guess that'll be
fall.
Fall.
Yeah, that opens, I believe it is September the 25th or 26th, and it takes us right up until Thanksgiving time. Yeah.
I've never seen, or I've not seen Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, it's charming.
The stage.
Yeah, the theater did it back in 2007.
That's right.
So it's been about 11 years. Yeah. Yep. So we're bringing it back new and improved.
Yeah. Has much changed from the last time it came through?
In terms of the
show?
No, it's the same
show.
Same show, but we're just going to take a fresh look at it this time. And, new cast, new sets, new everything. Yeah.
RiversideDT.com is how you get information. You can and now you can a lot of people using the going online and getting their tickets that way.
Yeah. It's it saves you time with having to be on the phone with somebody or be on hold to book your tickets. But so many people use the online service. It's great, and it's a lot of the theaters that you. The big Broadway houses or the national touring houses, you have to pay quite an exorbitant convenience fee. But our convenience fee to do the online tickets purchase is quite nominal.
RiversideDT.com, or you can call 540-370-4300. They will take care of you. Patrick Ahern here. We'll wrap it up when we come back as we talk about the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Ahern here, the producing artistic director at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford. Always Patsy Cline begins today through July 15th. And like you say, Patrick, Patsy Cline is not only a big name in music, but around here, she's got roots and grew up and born in Winchester.
She's buried in Winchester, yeah. There's the museum that's there. Matter of fact, Sally and Carter were talking about planning a trip to go over to visit the museum and the Winchester area. So I think that would be nice. We might want to get some press out on that too.
I've
talked to some locals. Thomas Adrian Simpson, who was in The Hunchback of Notre Dame as the archdeacon, who's a very good friend, but super, super talent. He has three of his aunts still living in the area. I can't remember if it's his aunt Nancy. I know he has his aunt Paige. They had pictures of. I think Paige brought over pictures of Patsy Cline when I was at his house.
Yeah.
And actually, in somebody's home here that they were related to, and apparently she sang in some of the local clubs here. So she has quite a direct. Contact with this area back in the day, because when she first started out, she was just the local girl that had the good voice.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she exploded. And before you knew it, she was at the Grand Ole Opry. But it's kind of nice to be doing a show that honors somebody that is local, that is from this area. And And then the fact that she's such an icon for what she did. She was such a trailblazer in country music of her day. And, you know, that was the day when most of your heavy hitters in country were men. And then Patsy Cline comes along.
Yeah.
And wow. It's kind of sweet to honor a local and hopefully we'll get a lot of traffic from Winchester to come over to see the show.
I would think so, because she's still, you know,
yeah,
big there. And this will be an interesting show. I'm sure you're going to have people come up to you and say they knew her or they remember seeing her. And that'll make that.
We welcome that.
That'll be,
And I know both Sally and Carter love to hear about those experiences. So if you do come over to see the show, and or you know, just if you have a great Patsy Cline story, or you know something
or
about her back in
there,
a picture, please share it with us, because I think that would be terrific.
This is sort of like the Park Service when they have relatives who fought mm-hmm. here or something, and hear those kind of things. I bet you hear a lot of that around here.
Yeah, no, you do. So, but it's you know, I always. I don't want to sound like I'm constantly promoting, but that's part of my job. But this show, you know, Patsy Cline is, I think they did the show at the university a few years ago. I know we did it as a summer showcase at Riverside back in 2011. But to see Sally Struthers and Carter Calvert do this show, I mean, we always say Broadway quality at Riverside, but this is the real deal with this show. If you love country, you love Patsy Cline, to see these two ladies do this story in this show is truly phenomenal.
And Carter is like listening to Patsy Cline today.
Oh my God. I mean, the sound and the was just so perfect last night. And she just filled the room. You know, Patsy Cline had those low mezzo tones, and Carter's got it down to a T. And we got a great country band on stage as well. Our music director, Bobby McCoy, who hasn't been with us since MAME. Matter of fact, Bobby just won a Helen Hayes Award the other night for his musical direction of a show up in D.C. called In the Heights. So we're lucky to have him back. And then we've got a few locals with us. Paul Rollins is playing bass, and Luke Gray is terrific on the fiddle. And we've got a couple of new people with us. Gary Gimble, who is now living in Spotsylvania, is on the pedal steel guitar. And Joe Chioka from Manassas is playing electric guitar. And who am I forgetting? Oh, and Carter Calvert's husband, is playing percussion for the show. So it's really great.
Always Patsy Cline through July 15th, RiversideDT.com, 540-370-4300. Patrick, thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.